I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good one. I was just writing down a list of things that just miraculously came to my brain that I need to get done immediately. Whoops.
Oh, good. Well, I guess we'll just call this one early and you can get to that.
All right. Glad we did
this. 3, 2, 1.
No!
All right, well.
Ridiculous. Well, fine.
This is a rare exception, but I guess in this case.
All right.
Well, I will go ahead and ignore the rules.
Scratch that record back. Nerp.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of random things that I was like, what the heck? Why is it all coming to me right this second as we're about to record?
Get pantsuits pressed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, don't forget that.
I obviously look very much like Hillary Rodham Clinton.
You need 3 pantsuits for each day, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Pantsuits.
Yeah. So every week will be 21 pantsuits.
21 pantsuits. I better get to work getting those pressed.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's a long trip. And you can't wear any pantsuit more than once. And they all have to look very nice.
Very nice.
Very regal and professional and
very
stately.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Yesterday, Roscoe... He's not been feeling well. He's had a fever. And yesterday, once you give him medicine, it helps the fever a lot because it's like a 103 fever or something. Once you give him medicine, within, 40, 45 minutes, he feels, considerably better. Still a little sluggish, but he's usually like, I'm fine, And so I heard him in there like tumbling around. I put a cartoon on my iPad in my room so he could be peaceful and quiet. And I hear him tumbling around. All of a sudden, I hear a thud and then like, why? And I go in there and I'm like, Roscoe, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm just in here overreacting. And I go, okay. And I hugged him and told him he was funny. And he goes, but I did really hurt myself, though. I'm like, did you? He just cracks me up. And then he said something like a couple minutes later. He made a joke. And I was like, oh, yeah? And he goes, Mom, that's sarcasm. I go, dude, I know sarcasm. I practically wrote the book and
Well, he
the
just
font.
Wanted to make sure that you knew.
I guess.
Apparently it wasn't obvious.
I love how my 6-year-old's like, Mom, that's sarcasm. I'm not serious.
Okay. Hashtag obvi.
I know, when he starts hashtagging me, it's over. Oh, yeah. And then, oh my goodness, earlier I went in there and I go, hey, Roscoe, I love you. And he goes, thanks.
Noted.
I'm like, you're supposed to say I love you back. He goes, well, you laughed. I'm like, I did because it was funny. He goes, fine, I love you too. It's this really unique relationship that we have here.
Sounds healthy.
Where I love him and he barely tolerates me.
That's the least that we can ask, literally.
And that's what I asked him the other day. I said, Roscoe... Because we were watching a game, and he would say, oh, that's just terrible. I don't like that team. And then I said, do you ever have anything nice to say? And he's like, no. Well, that is fair and honest.
Hey, what can you say? The kid's,
I know.
Kid's a straight shooter.
He is, and he has a pessimistic view on everything in life. What can you do? You can't change him. You just got to embrace who he is and that he finds very few things joyous. And even if he does... He won't say that he's enjoying
now,
it or happy.
This is a radical idea. I've heard this parenting technique employed before. Have you tried punching him?
I have not.
I hear
that.
Yeah, that's widely
employed.
Will
that employed. Make him and joyous?
What's
or
that?
Will that make him express joy verbally? Or what does
See,
that, what
I'm
does
not,
that do? What does that do exactly?
I'm not exactly sure where the connection is, but I hear about so many parents just hitting their kids.
Hmm.
It's worth a try.
And you haven't had kids, so you might know.
It's basically like those scientists who are anti-global warming, it's like, you know, science, fair and balanced. Maybe we're not shitting all over the earth, huh? Should you think about that? Maybe you should strike your children with violence in your heart. Have you thought about that?
Wow.
Okay. I'm just saying there's
revolutionary concepts. I understand. I feel you.
There's alternatives to every option, and they're worth exploring. Don't believe the hype. There's no such thing as other people knowing what's best for you. Thank you.
I mean, I cut out gluten before it was cool to cut out gluten out of your diet, so I could be on to something sooner than other people, too, in this respect. I think that's what you're saying. I'm very cool.
About respect.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not...
Like, don't respect him. Use your fist. Yeah, endorsing
respecting. Respect.
Well, you did say a couple years ago, like, when Wyatt got big enough, could you punch him? And he's bigger than you now, so... Do you still want to punch him? Oh, tackle.
Big enough to tackle. Jeez. That escalated quickly.
You still outweigh him, though, because...
Oh, yeah, I could probably tackle Anthony, if you think about it. So, like, I don't think Wyatt's got a fat chance of ever getting outside a tackleable, you know, range.
It's going to take him. He'll probably be, like, 24, and then Uncle Jason will not have the energy to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'll just be, I'll have fallen on my back off of a stage or something somewhere, and I'll be like, no, I'm not.
No, not today.
That's not me anymore. I just sit here now, smoking.
How much do you weigh?
Usually like around 145, 150.
That's not bad for a little guy.
Yeah, I think I've got dense bones and stuff. I've always been on the heavier side.
Oh my gosh, you do. Like, we've talked about this before. The Everett is built just like you. And I swear to goodness, you guys literally are grounded by two tree trunks that happen to be your legs. It's impressive.
Yeah, and that goes...
And you're not fat. Neither of you are, like, you guys are just... I don't get the density ratio. More people should probably be built like you two.
Yeah, no, I've been in many situations where I think I should have, or most other people would have, broken a bone. But I've only broken a toe once because I dropped a 2-liter directly on it. Like, the cap landed directly on the middle of, like, my long, skinny toe.
Oh, my goodness. And so it
broke that, but other than that, I might have told the story once before, but I got blackout drunk in Seattle one time, and I used my fists as drum sticks on drum.
Oh my God. You should get drunk more often. Obviously, you're fine.
I guess, yeah. Every time, no complications whatsoever. No. So there's a floor tom, and I was just like we were jamming or something, and I was just wailing away at this thing with my hands and hitting like the rim and everything. And I think we played
I think we played
Bloody Knuckles 2 or whatever it is.
Where
you just like, it's just full on, you hold your fist out and the other person tries to do as much damage to your fist with their fist.
What?
And then whoever submits first, just from like you just try to wing people's knuckles or something.
Oh.
But I actually was playing that with someone, and I remember before I blacked out that I missed their hand and just punched the refrigerator underneath their hand. And it hurt like hell, but it didn't do anything.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I don't think you've said these things.
I beat the shit out of a drum, and I woke up the next day, and there were bruises all up and down my arms.
That
my hands hurt like hell.
Yeah.
But no broken bones, and it healed within like a week and a half, and I was fine. So, got some weird bones up in here.
Maybe that is the purpose for these weird pinkies. Maybe there's a lot of power derived in this tiny little...
They deflated the pinky and put that density into the other bones. There are all sorts of optimizations and savings all around there, you know? Like reducing foot space in an airplane to make more money. That's what we did. We reduced pinky space for more bone density.
Something had to work because it works for us. Oh my goodness.
Maybe we've got one less rib.
I'm sure we got a lot less of something. That's for sure.
No, a lot less. You got to take the material. Oh. So you take that extra rib, those extra two ribs, and you sprinkle it around everywhere else.
Oh, like redistribution of wealth.
Redistribution, yes.
Excuse me. Also to be noted, there's a lot going on in the airline industry right now, and it has nothing to do. Oh, yes.
Is it that guy who got dragged off the United plane, ironically?
I didn't watch the video, and I didn't want to watch the video, and they were talking about all the problems with airlines right now, and they showed a little bit of the clip, and I'm just like, jeez. It was like, it was forcible. I don't even want to go into that one.
Oh, yeah, but, no, they like broke the guy's face.
What the heck? Plane. Yeah, they like knocked out his two front teeth or something ridiculous. Again, police brutality. Well, yeah. But they have, okay, the two stories most recently are the man that got kicked, starting with the man that got kicked off the Delta flight for using the bathroom before takeoff. Like, he's literally so calmly saying, like, I really need to go to the bathroom right now. Like, and they're just like, sir, you can't. And they removed him from the flight, didn't rebook him, gave him half of his ticket price back. It was just like, the dude had to, you don't even know if that guy had something medically going on, and oh, I don't know, he didn't want to piss himself. Like, they weren't even taxiing. They were parked. They were sitting on where the people are, where all these people are trapped in this giant tin can with wings. No, you also can't go to the bathroom. What, are you kidding me? Because usually most places are like, okay, go really quick. Because you have to. It's a human right. You can't do that's ridiculous. And
they need to just have a waiver. I want to sign the waiver that I can just go to the bathroom whenever the hell I want because I can take off. Yes. Screw it. I'll clamber back there.
Yeah, I'll back there sign if I a need waiver. To. Yeah, a safety waiver.
I'm pretty agile. I bet I could get back to that bathroom no problem. I'd probably just, you know, lean back a little bit, you know, use a couple headrests for support. And then just
literally,
get back there,
just
do
a waiver.
My business.
Yeah, that could solve a lot of problems. I would
take
totally
a diagonal
agree.
Whiz. I'd like to sign a lot more waivers.
I don't even care. Well, then now the newest drama.
Uh oh.
Here's the headline.
Here it is.
United CEO Oscar, I don't know how to say his last name, apologizes for death of Simon the Rabbit on the flight. Now you think, oh, it's just like someone's rabbit, which is still sad. Yeah, a rabbit. He was forcibly... Okay, for the death of a 3-foot-long giant rabbit on a recent flight from London to Chicago. God. Here's his statement.
That's like a small child dying.
I know. We are deeply sorry for the loss of anything from your luggage to, of course, a loved pet. Okay, here's where it gets very interesting. He was only 10 months old, the rabbit. He was expected to grow into the world's largest rabbit.
Oh, shit.
He mysteriously died in the cargo hold on the cross-country flight from Heathrow to O'Hare. The current world's largest rabbit title is held by Simon's father, Darius, at 4 feet and 4 inches. The prized animal, who is being flown from the breeder to its new owner, had a vet checkup just hours before takeoff. And appeared to be healthy. Shun dun dun. Yes. Oh man. Yeah. So that rabbit was like, guys, and then he died. So something happened because that poor rabbit was like, I have a destiny to reach. Fly me to my destiny. And then he just died. And I think there's a whole movie that we could make about this because I think that there is obviously something.
Oh,
pitter patter.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
I've got Heaven Bound. Instead of Homeward Bound.
There's a flight to heaven. He didn't know.
Well, in this case, the bunny was just born. The bunny was just born, and now he's trying to make his way back to heaven, and he died on the flight close to heaven. So that's how he did it. Aww. He transubstantiated.
Transubstantiated.
He transinitiated a transference of capital hair. Hairs. Doll
oh,
hairs.
That's cute. He was going to Chicago O'Hare. I get it.
Yeah, see? And on the way, he found peace.
Well, he was on his way, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, now, who wants some big old rabbit legs? We got some big old chunks of meat here.
We have organ donation for small children and the meat to eat. I mean, you might as well. You don't want to insult his
you
life
got,
by not using
just,
him.
A bystander was quoted as saying, "You gonna eat that? That looks like some good rabbit."
He was a pretty cute rabbit. He was pretty cute. I love that his name was Simon. His dad's name was Darius. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't fly because apparently everyone's dying or being asked to leave. excuse me, sir, could you not pee here now, even though nothing's happening? Excuse me.
Well, I mean, I would have probably just, like, found a receptacle if possible.
I know. Sort of, I would have peed on there. That guy's shoe. I would have dropped my pants and peed on the...
Be like, all right, I'll pee right here. Oh, look, I'm peeing in my seat now. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm peeing. Yeah. This is happening.
I would. To get news, I would. I'd be that lady who pissed herself on a plane. Hey, yeah. It's a human right, and I got to go. So I'm just going to do it right here.
I'm just going to pee right here.
I'm just going to pee right here. It'd be fun if I had happened to have that she cup thing where girls can pee standing up.
Does it help?
Be pretty fun.
Yeah, those would be helpful. But yeah. is it productive does it help women feel any better about being maybe like their rights infringed upon in terms of abortion rights and reproductive rights and everything that the Mason-Dixon line. I'll go ahead and take that pun. The Mason-Dixon line of peeing in public being a sexual offense is pretty much, you know, that's not there. Like, you could just be whizzing, and if there happens to be a school like on the other side of the woods that you didn't know about, and someone sees you peeing, then you're all of a sudden possibly exposing yourself to children. So now I don't know.
Are you worried about this for a specific reason? Like, have you accidentally done that? Or
what? No, like, if you're peeing in public and a cop catches you, and like, I don't know if it has to do with proximity or if it's just in general, like, you can now possibly go through the courts and be a sexual predator just for peeing in public. So all I'm saying is, that doesn't ever get taken into account.
That's true.
Although I don't know, I don't think it happens very often. I do think it happens in situations like the aforementioned possibility where you don't happen to know that, oh shit, there's this, I'm in the middle of a preschool playground during recess and I'm pinned. Wow.
You didn't know.
How could I have guessed? I was blacked out, to be fair. To be quite honest, sir. At this point.
That's ridiculous.
He's being very cordial.
I'm gonna be very forthcoming right now with information because I'm actually blacked out drunk right now.
Yeah, I would like there to be no problems, so let there be no misunderstanding. I am very apologetic about what has transpired here. I am completely inebriated. I'm blacked out. I'm out of my mind. I have no idea what is going on. And for these reasons, I would appreciate it if we could look past this indiscretion so that I may move forward productively in my life as a citizen. Please and thank you, officer.
And then you hear the zip.
It was just, yeah, and finished that whole time.
like the whole time, my dick is out, you know.
And then, my dick is out.
And then the conversation ends, and it's like,
no, you hear the urine stream stop, yeah. and then the zip.
It's all right. We can place that audio. We'll give it to you.
Sure.
Guys. You don't have to.
We have
imagine.
The technology. Yeah, please don't. Please do not. You have families and jobs and lives of your own.
That's great. Also, we have two new ducks.
Oh, shit.
I know.
What's up with... What the duck is up with that? What the duck is up?
What the duck? Well, it happened
I couldn't give
again.
Two ducks.
Well, it's been a while since Bruce left us here on Earth and went to duck heaven.
Bruce Almighty.
He's like up there. He's like, I'm the king now!
Yep, doing Jim Carrey slapstick up there in heaven.
So cute. Anyway, we missed him, and it was really hard. I'm like, can I even do this again? Yeah. And we decided that, yes, we can, and we did, and we will. And
we
already did. We did. It's cute, because they're little brown ducks with black feet, not little yellow ducks with orange feet that will be white. They're going to be brown. What do you mean I'm brown?
Well, they'll blend in with the ground more.
Exactly. That's what Aunt and I said. We're like, well, maybe they won't be seen from overhead.
Yeah, so, if they stay still, they'll probably be mostly invisible.
They're really, 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 really cute. And you remember how last time we had ducks, one was named Bruce, one was named Wayne. And then when one of them got taken from an air attack, when we were in Seattle, Anthony had him outside swimming. One of them got taken and the other one, the one that lived, Bruce Wayne, freaked out and wouldn't come out. For a while, he was really scared because they were like teenage ducks at that point, but still small enough that one could be taken. So we got super careful and learned a lot and put him up. We can't even leave him outside alone even for a little bit. But, excuse me. So, in keeping with the superhero theme, one is larger, quite a bit larger than the other, even though they're the same age. So, we're pretty sure that the small one is a girl. So, the bigger one is Batman and the smaller one's Robin. So, if for some reason it turns out to be a boy, it's still Batman and Robin.
And if it boy turns out to be a girl, then it's still Batman and Robin.
Exactly. So now we have Batman and Robin, and they're super loud.
Really loud. That's how we do now. And Robin is still a male, but identifies as a female duck.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and we honor that. So we honor all types of ducks. We don't see color. Yeah. I love when people say that. No, you actually do see color. It's just what you do with what you see.
I don't see color or patterns. I don't recognize repetition. I can't hold a beat. pulses of light confuse me.
You should see me dance. And it's
loud
weird.
Noises make me angry and tired.
Wait, this is
all
you.
On the piece of paper pinned to my lapel. Yes. I don't know why I should be saying this aloud.
When JC goes out.
These are JC's rules.
Oh, I'm tired now.
Oh, I'm tired. Stop busting me out of it. I'm so angry and tired. I just fell asleep.
Nice. Well, oh my goodness, that was a real loud buzz. Well, outside on the porch, we have the rat's cage because it's getting warmer. So the rats aren't in here. Because you have to change rats' bedding quite often because you can potty train them, but we didn't. And it's not easy. So it didn't happen. So we just had to change their bedding a lot. So the rats are out there, and now we have a little galvanized tub until the ducklings get a little older with a little heat lamp. And they're next to the rats, and the rats are probably like, no, no, no,
dude.
This is very loud, no. And the ducks are just like, ah, people overhead, Like they just like, quack, 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 quack. I'll have to find some audio and send it to you so you can insert like the loud audio that these ducks have. They're quite loud.
Yeah, and then also record the fear and anger and dismay from the rats.
Yeah, the rats are like, They're plotting an escape. It's cute, though, because now that they're out there, it's a lot easier for them to just kind of crawl around, because I'm not afraid of them getting out in the house, you know? So I just let them, like, crawl on my shoulders and up the cage and stuff and back down while I'm getting their food and talking to them. I talk to my animals a lot. It's better than just talking to myself, which I also do. But I'm sure you do, too. It might be an Emery thing.
I don't think so. I just
me?
Babble nonsense intermittently.
That's true. It doesn't no rhyme or reason or sense.
Sometimes it rhymes.
It can rhyme. You don't have to not rhyme.
Yeah, but never really a sentence or a conversation.
Not
or
a cohesive thought. Just like out loud.
Yeah, no. Never like, Eureka! And then like I say what I'm thinking like I'm on the phone with somebody that the camera can't hear. It's never like that.
Yeah, it never is. Speaking of cameras, I don't know why it made me think of this. Someone had a photo, I don't remember what the show's called now, that Mork and Mindy, no, not Mom. What was the show where the guy was an alien with Balky Bartokomus? What was that show? Anyway, they brought the two guys together for like a photo of like where are they now, and I was like, I totally forgot about that. But the second I saw that guy's face, I'm like, that's Balky Bartokomus. And I'm like, what am I saying? Like, if I were to say that, my kids would be like, what did you actually just say? You know,
Mom's having a stroke.
I know. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that guy looks like he did when he was young. So I don't know how you got that
there
idea,
it is.
But
I found it.
I saw that photo, and when I saw that guy, I'd be like, that doesn't look
perfect. Strangers. Like that guy. I don't remember that being the name of the show, though. Weird.
Well, your
I remember the guy's
gone.
Name, but I don't remember the name of the show. I just remember that he's kind of an alien. His face got swole.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Lots cute. Of people. I think when you drink too much, your face gets hella swole.
Did you see that Black Chyna? Okay, I guess Khloe Kardashian made a jeans line. Okay, I know about it because I like the show and I watch it regularly. Anyway, she did. She made a jeans line. It was for curvier gals that came by their curves naturally and not by surgery. But also girls that had surgery. But Black Chyna now put out some like plus size jeans lines. And she says, when at fashion, Nova Curve has the hottest plus size clothes. I'm not going to say anything because I'm not like that. But I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to see what you have to say. Because that's more fun. Anyway.
I don't know how anybody makes any clothes for women's bodies. Like, when I look at those things, they're just all over the place. It's like, I don't get it. Like, men, it's pretty much just like, you know, inseam, waistline.
I know.
If you have fat legs, all right, good. And then here's a shirt. Now shut up, asshole. Get out of here. And then you kick them out of the door.
And then they
do.
And then they leave and they don't care. And they're not even bothered.
Yeah. And then they're like, can I have some shoes? And then you just throw shoes at their face while they're standing outside, shoeless ass.
And then women's are like, they're like, hey, you don't have something for me. And people are like, oh, shoot, we got to get some stuff for her. And then
my
like,
left butt cheek is bigger than my right one.
Well, boobs are. Sometimes boobs are bigger than another. But that's why you can buy different kinds of bra. I guess, you're right. How could you? I think that's why yoga pants are so popular. Because how can you possibly fit every single shape?
You got jeggings, all kinds of hips and all kinds of things. Like, just like immeasurable. Like
immeasurable.
So many variables.
Yeah.
Immeasurability. So, yeah, I'm looking at this photo.
Yeah. She has a jeans line.
Let's see here. I don't know. You know, I'm not attracted to these women.
I stumped you.
That's the thing to say about...
Jason will talk about races, but he won't talk about women and their weight.
Wait, what? I call people fat all the time.
Oh,
these are fat ladies. That's for sure.
Crap.
What?
I did not prepare. Woo! Like her knee, like the fat is coming out of the hole in her jeans in their knee.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to contain all my curves, like pull.
It's really easy to glorify being fat when you cherry pick a few chicks with like good genetics who are fat or like hot faces who are fat, because that's doing a lot. This is like the opposite of a butter face if you think about it. Sometimes,
yeah,
in some ways,
yeah.
It could, because like especially. I don't know. I think all of them. Their faces are doing a lot of the work. That's what I'll say about this.
Okay. That's
face
very,
is doing a lot of the work.
I like that. I like that. It's very PC. I thought of a really funny hashtag the other day. In my mind, I think that I'm so, so clever, and I'm thinking up hashtags all on my own, which I am, and I did, and it doesn't exist. I checked. Sometimes I've thought up really clever hashtags, and somebody else already has it, and that makes me mad. But this one isn't taken. But how Black China... A couple months ago, she was trying to be a Kardashian. She wanted to legally change her name. And they're like, no, you can't. This is part of like a dynasty. I think she ended up losing. Anyway, her name's Black China. So I thought it'd be funny if you call her Black China Kardashian.
I was just going
to
call her.
T-R-Y-N-A.
I was going to call her Blah China.
Blah China. Blah China.
Is she like an enormous wrestling figure with just like tremendous muscles for a lady and like an upsetting suplex game?
Ma'am, whatever you are is very upsetting to me.
All that you are.
Well, so there's plenty going on out there.
Good for those people.
Can I get a Snapchat filter for my body?
If there's such a thing as like a cheese food, which comes in packages like cheese, but then you have to look if there's that extra word that says food, then in that, I don't really have the literal vernacular right now to describe, but the Kardashians would be people things. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite people, but something artificially created that approximates a person.
There you go. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. It's our best attempt. It's whoever's best attempt at creating a person. And it's a lot more convincing than like a cartoon or a drawing. I'll give them that.
But they did cartoonize themselves for their apps too.
Oh shit! Well now, you know, I don't know how that fits in.
No, you don't.
I don't know how that fits into any jeans. I don't know how that orders jeans online or even goes to a store and just finds jeans that fit it, because there's so many different variations, variations.
You know how they have all this like genetically modified, like they can genetically modify like your DNA and like messing with stuff. I want to see some lab just be like called like the gene store, G-E-N-E. That'd be so funny. About
someplace that. Over in like, that's what North Korea should just start doing. Just pull the all the regulations on any sort of like gene manipulation and just be the center for like gigantic mutant spiders just crawling out of North Korea and other interdimensional otherworldly creatures becoming alive in our world.
Oh, those spiders sound pretty cool. As long as they don't, they're not that one spider with like 8 eyes. That's pretty creepy. The ones with like a bunch of eyes makes me want to vomit.
I think they all have that many eyes.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you're right. I don't know. Neither do you.
I think if they don't have that many eyes, it's because like some of them are too small to see or
that's don't look true.
Like eyes.
How many eyes? Okay, I'm like,
it's one of those
I'll
things like. They all like I saw yesterday. Like there was a there's a video going around of the sand spider, the desert spider thingy.
Holy
or whatever.
Crap! It is 8. Oh.
Where it's digging a bunch of a camel spider. That's the one. It's digging a hole, but it's just this huge exoskeleton-y looking thing with a gigantic bulbous butt on it. So it's so creepy. It's clanking around.
Oh God!
Someone's like. Why, does it have 10 legs? What's going on? And then someone pointed out, no, it has 8 legs. The front two things that look like legs are just sensory organs. So spiders do shit like that. Where
they do shit like that.
They look like they're different, but I think all spiders are, I don't know, like us to be a spider, you have 8 legs and 8 eyes or something.
I don't
like
think
that.
I ever stopped thinking about it. It says here, why is it useful for spiders to have so many eyes? Either way, new research suggests all those extra pairs of spider peepers have their own roles to play in keeping the arachnids safe. Jumping spiders, a group of spiders that actively hunts its prey rather than trapping it in webs, have 4 pairs of eyes, as do most spiders. But why?
That's what people need. We need to start... See, that's what they need to do in North Korea. Add spiders, make spider people, but not like people. Not like Spider-Man or anything, but just have a bunch of eyes... One for like porn, one for email, one for work, one for like one for movies.
No.
Well, if you've got 8 eyes, then you can just like imagine you just attach Google Glass to like a bunch of them. Just hook up a bunch of different views. That'd be pretty sweet.
And apparently, there's a lady who posted a story recently I saw on Pinterest, and she showed pictures. She said I was knitting, and then. She goes, I'm pretty sure I just taught a spider how to knit. Because she was like, the spider would like look at her and then go back to what he was doing. And then like tried to like make a web / knit. It's the neatest, silliest story. I almost didn't save it because the screenshot would require me to take a picture. Like I was screenshotting this lady's hand with a little tiny spider on it. And that creeped me out enough just to even have that on my phone. But it was really funny. And I don't think she was lying. I think this lady taught a spider how to
knit. You remember that video of that girl with the spider that crawls out of her mouth?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you
No.
Do.
Nope.
You saw that.
Nope. Stop. Yeah. Don't make me see it again.
All right.
Oh, here it is. Oh, I'll send it to you. Okay, I got it. I found it. It's a spider. I love this story, though. It's really funny. It says, I was finishing the last 20 rows at the park when this little spider wandered over to me. It climbed up my knitting bag and walked all up and down the piece, then climbed onto my hand and watched me for a couple rows. After the second row, it started waving its front 4 legs as if to get my attention. Once I was looking at it, it started pulling silk from its spinneret. I didn't know that. And fiddling with it. I don't know if it was knitting or purling, as it was quite small scale. But every few seconds, it would stop and look up at me to see if I was still watching. After a little bit, I moved it to one of the vines overhanging the archway I was sitting in, and it went about its business. This wasn't the only unusual thing that happened at the park today, but it was the most unusual. And then someone said, maybe it thought you were a spider. And then someone else responded, I'm going to level with you. That's the fucking cutest shit I've ever fucking heard of, okay? I want a little spider that knits, not sits menacingly above my bed at night, threatening to fall into my mouth. Exactly.
Threatening to? What about the ones that do?
They do. Every Be like, I will do this.
Spider snack.
Spider snack. Spider snack. I'm about to be your spider snack. But like without your permission.
Yeah, this is involuntary and you will not know about this.
It's a secret.
Hey, I do. My nails do look longer. Did I get extra protein last night?
Yeah, I'm feeling full. I don't need breakfast on
my
this
hair
morning.
Is
I'm
so
going to just
soft.
Go straight to work.
Oh my God.
Soft and strong.
I feel very strong. That's Jason every morning. You like go in front of a mirror, and you're just like, I feel so strong today.
Today is the day of strength. Today's your day, mister.
And just a little boop. You get out there. You just get out there.
You just get out there and you make that world your bitch.
Your bitch.
Snap, snap, snap. And then I defiantly tie my shirt into a halfsy knot and strut out the door.
Oh, I want to see your strut. You gotta get like a boomerang of your strut. It would be so funny.
It's gonna be more like a crippled, hunched shamble.
Yep. So you don't have a pimp
at this stage. Because I've stepped on too many nails and I've been doing too much yard work lately. Just sort of all my bones are turning down and to the left.
Oh no, Jason's deteriorating at a rapid pace.
Oh, it's happening at an accelerated and alarming rate.
Oh no, what happened to my brother?
Well, I've got to do more demo.
Oh, man. One of my sound waves looks like a penis and balls. That's funny. I don't know what sound I made to make it look like that, but I did it.
Gay sound.
Must have made the dick sound. Yeah. Now they just look blobby and spiky again, but that one.
Important.
That was the one.
To point out. Go ahead. Yo, make sure to screenshot that.
I would have, but I didn't.
Put the screenshot in your trash.
What minute was it? It was at like 36? It was
please,
at 36. I'll go back.
Spend more time talking about the dick-shaped waveform.
I want to talk about a dick wave.
The name's Dick Wave. Attorney at law. Specifically porn law.
Y'all can have it.
Yeah.
Gross. Gosh, you talk about farts and porn and marijuana. Is that all you're made up of? Is that your DNA now?
Did I say that I'm in a band?
You did say it, but not on here, so say it again.
Oh, I think I did say it now. It was just in the form of a question, but I feel like you could pick the statement out of there. I don't think I need to rephrase that.
Could you say that again with more
intention? Rhetorically speaking, you can understand what's going on now. What is the picture?
Could do what now? Okay, yeah, so you're in a band.
I met some Craigslistians. And I responded to a Craigslist ad.
Those usually work out.
What?
It wasn't murder.
It remains to be seen.
setting you up.
Hey, I might be setting them up, you know? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
Maybe a lot of those Craigslist throwdowns don't start out that way. They just wind up that way. We'll see.
Remains to be seen. But first, we're going to get some sick chords.
Yeah, going to collect some sweet riffs.
And then, murder.
But I am a yokelist in this band.
Mm-hmm. Lots of egg yolks.
Yeah, I eat many eggs. I swallow them raw and then regurgitate them in sequence to the music. It's called a yokelist.
That could be interesting.
I yodel while I vomit eggs, raw eggs.
Do you know how to yodel? You should know how by now.
Oh, God. I don't think so. I would have to work on it. And it's just such a silly art form. I don't give a shit. I'm not interested in learning how to yodel.
Okay, now that's what I needed to know.
Yeah. Like, I probably could, but I definitely would have to, like, retrain my voice to do it, and I'm not interested.
Oh, like when you're at a grocery store and someone offers you a sample, and you have to be like, no, I'm not interested. Thank you. Just like
well,
that.
If it's like a carrot or something, then I might not be interested. I'd have to see if usually it's like some cheese and crackers, in which case, yes, please, thank you, I'll have seconds.
I like when you're at the store and you like you take a sample, but you know you're not going to buy it, but you have to pretend like you're interested. And you're like,
yeah.
I don't think I ever do.
I guess if you're polite.
Yeah, you're just like, you like slam it into the trash half eaten. I ain't going to fucking buy that.
Like yeah, Jason, I wipe my Jason ass with care. It first and throw it away. It's like, I hated it. I hate you. I'm never going to buy anything that you give me, ever.
This tastes like shit. Yeah, why are you even
like
here?
Shit. Did you make this?
Is your mom as ugly as you?
Go to hell. It's like all over some cheese and crackers.
Wow. Hypothetically, you are an asshole.
Yeah, I'm a hypothetical asshole. There are scientists in distant reaches of the planet who are hypothesizing about my dickitude. The angle of dickitude.
Dickitude. Okay, so this band.
Oh, this band. Yeah, it's a few guys. It's
a few jokels.
But I went up to Indianapolis and had a jam session that went very well. Totally super on fleek jam.
You're so hip.
Swoles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, but it went well, and now there's a little bit of a breather as the guitarist is on a scheduled vacation, from what I gather. So in like a week or so, or I don't know, it's probably approaching that pretty soon, gonna schedule some more rehearsal times, and then quickly to scheduling shows, because they already have a whole bunch of material written, and I'm pretty decent at writing lyrics and whatnot.
Yeah, you are. You always have been. You've been very talented at that.
Ah, well, thank you.
I have not.
I took it all.
Yeah, no, you did.
No, but it's like twins. You left it all. In that case, like if Arnold Schwarzenegger just left like his pecs or something.
Well, I got good pecs. Not like my brother, though. You should see that guy.
Yeah, he's all ripped except his pecs. They're not very good.
They're not very good. That's like me. Like, yeah, she writes music. It's not very good.
I mean, she writes it. It's more like shapes on paper. She writes it down in a language that only she can understand.
That's probably true. I do sing in the shower, and then lately on the way home, instead of listening to music, I've been practicing the national anthem by myself to see if I'm really that bad. I still am, but maybe one day it won't be as bad.
Yeah, just keep on. Really, it's just about accompaniment, like Bob Dylan or something. You know, you get the right accompaniment, like jacked up accompaniment with you. It makes your voice sound like it's in tune.
Huh. I guess so.
Yeah, you can try that. Also, just go the Tom Waits route. Just like get a haggard, super like road hard voice. And then it's like, oh, I don't care that it sounds like shit. It's got all this character. I'm entertained.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So do you plan to get a gig or so with your homies?
Yes, with my crew. As it were.
Hey, we're live crew. at you.
As I said, we might like to book a gig pretty soon, because we already got, I've got lyrics written, vocals written for like 2.5 songs. And if we get, you know, 4 or 5 songs, like we could even do like, if I get lyrics written for 4 songs and then I can just riff over a 5th song, because you can just practice the especially with metal. As long as you get the patterns, the complementary patterns correct, then you can just kind of scat. I've done that before, where if a song isn't really done, then the vocals are just vocals, but no lyrics.
It sounds very creative. So, I picture, like, when you get, like, busy and you've got stuff to do with your band, like, Dad being like, hey, Jason, what are you up to? Aren't you supposed to be working on the building? And then you put on your jean jacket and look back with your guitar and you're like, Dad, I've got to go to my band.
Dad, my band.
I picture all of it and then Dad
Hey, old man, get off my back. I've got to practice.
But you're like in your 30s.
Yeah.
And then all the other men in your band are even older than you.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing as they're leaving, but like to their wives, you know, and their kids.
Yeah.
Get off my back, Dylan. I gotta go to my band.
Shut up, son.
And then you guys write songs about your troubles.
Yep, that's what our songs are about. Our troubles.
Metal trouble.
Yep.
Hey, did you figure out your band name? Are you guys still going to be called the Troublemakers? That's from Pitch Perfect.
Oh.
That's not my joke.
Well, since it's taken, damn it. Now I got to tell the guys.
Damn it.
Shit. We're still working on a band name.
Okay.
I think we did talk about this because I read some.
You and I. Not on Simcast.
Well, then I should read some of the band name ideas, I guess, on this air.
You can. But we talked about it, and we realized that we were super funny, but we weren't recording, and that was dumb.
Yeah.
We should never do that again.
It's good to talk about that rather than... I guess I just won't.
Okay.
I just won't read any band names. This is just a tribute.
To the band names that weren't.
Yeah.
Did you present your ideas? Like, are you any closer?
No, we're just going back and back and forth on whatever. I mean, really, I don't care at the end of it. It would be nice if it was something that I could get excited about, but at the same, I'm just more worried about music and shows. So it just has to be something that everybody doesn't hate.
I don't hate that. Yes.
Yeah, the fun ones were Hole Puncher.
Yep.
Spelled H-U-L-L.
I love that one.
Hole Puncher. I would love to be in a band named Hole Puncher.
It's so good.
That would be awesome. And then maybe like 80-90% as stoked was Boat Constrictor.
Every time you say either of those, love them. I love them very much.
Very, very similarly nautically and just themed.
And you guys could serve. You guys could bring pirates' booty, the little puffy corn snack to all your shows because you guys are so tough. Oh, hey man. Guys, we're super metal, but we also bring snacks.
Is anybody famished? Let's get everybody's blood sugar up so that you can fully just like enjoy the show. Relax, everyone.
Instead of death metal, it's like near death metal.
Nice.
Because you guys are old. You're not. How old are they?
Early to mid 40s.
Nice.
There's one guy 70.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Okay. Okay.
The backup dancer. He's 70.
No, he is, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife, he's widowed. He dances for her.
He especially knows how to drop it. He made that clear at the audition.
I found out the other day at practice that Wyatt knows how to twerk.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, what?
He doesn't have much to work with.
I mean, he's super white. He's got like a little bubble butt, and he's like spindly, like long, lean muscles. But he's like, he tried to do it while the other coach had turned around. And then he was doing it, and he turned around, and I'm like, oh. Because I'm one of the coaches, and so I'm laughing hysterically because Tomas, his friend, was on the other team, but they were setting up their formation just to play a scrimmage, and Wyatt's over there, like, twerking at Tomas, and Tomas is, like, stepping to him with some dance moves because now they're on opposite teams, and I just look over, and I'm laughing, and then Coach turns. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, like, I was in trouble. I wasn't in trouble. I'm one of the coaches. That's my kid. That's hilarious. He's not, like, twerking at anybody. He's just trying to see if anybody wants to come at him, bro. In white way.
Yeah, just inviting twerk.
Would you like to go twerk with me?
There you go. Can we carpool twerk?
Yes. And then you just listen to music that doesn't make you want to twerk. Yeah, somehow he can just like arch his back and I'm like, I don't think I have that talent. But
just
good on you, might.
Listen to some near death metal and you won't want to twerk.
Mm-hmm. On your way, twerk.
Yep.
Do you twerk, Jason? Have you even tried?
Not in the modern...
the modern interpretation.
I practiced the traditional school of twerking.
Traditional school of twerk.
Yeah, you'll have to Google that or look it up in a library.
I'd like to see you practice or just know that you practiced and tried. You have a mirror. You can just like, when no one's watching, just, can I pop that?
Yeah,
you know?
No, but see, I'm watching and I would know. And that's one of those things.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, how do you think someone who's gotten away with murder feels? Huh? You think you want to curse them with the knowledge they acted irresponsibly in the moment and took a life and then they got away with it and now... They are their
that's
own.
That's how you feel about twerking. That's hilarious. That decimates my purest form of me.
that would warp my soul
into a permanent twerk. Like just.
It would be like it'd be like if you overfired a jet engine and it's just all the metal is completely changed, or you crashed a car and it's permanently bent. the frame.
Nobody else would know, but I would know.
But I would know. Or one of those moral conundrums where, like, someone tries to, like, high road some guy and is like, no, I would still know if I cheated on my wife.
but like twerking just for Jason. But, like, but that's twerking. How anti it is for who you are. That's all right.
Enjoy raising your son.
He's pretty cool. So he has a lot of talent. Some we don't know about. Some we do know, and I'm very accepting.
Make him learn guitar. Give him a guitar.
Get so he can twerk and play guitar. I got you.
I guess.
Yep.
Or he could play guitar with his butt.
Yeah.
Get good enough at holding a pick. Just get really good at clenching a pick and playing with your butt.
Why does it always have to be with his butt?
You're the one talking about twerking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Butt-centric. I have no idea how else so, I could, where so else butt-centric. To go with that joke.
Okay.
Well, here we are again. Everyone's playing guitars with their butts.
Uh-huh.
We're going twerk.
Uh-huh. Time and to twerk out.
Time to twerk out. Or twerk in.
That's my favorite playlist on Spotify is workout, twerk out. And I every time Brooke would tell me, she'd be like, workout, twerk out. I'm like, workout to work out? She's like, no, workout, twerk out. I'm like, oh. It has a lot workout of bad language.
T-apostrophe-W-E-R-K out.
I know, it's out. Yeah, it's workout, twerk out. It's pretty, there's some songs that are just like, make money, get turnt, or like Panda and Jumpman. But then there's some other ones that I'm just like, I have to switch. I have to be like, no, that is too lewd. Those poor women.
Well, it sounds awful.
You can twerk to it, but some of it's just so demeaning. But the rest of it I like. So I'd be prepared to skip. I can't ever put that playlist on when I'm in the shower.
I'd love to. I want to start. I
can't change it.
Next to my School of Mutants, I'm just going to start School for Athletic Whores. It's going to be pole dancing classes and twerking classes and like back bending class, yoga class, like
advanced slutty yoga classes. Yeah.
Just all the sluttiest endeavors that,
oh my goodness,
that housewives that don't really care, they can just go in there, and then also whores that are like, hey, finally a place for me to stay fit.
It's a place for me.
Yeah. I really like to be like hella yoked, but also like walk the corner. So.
Wow.
This is my life.
So, like, prostitutes can go. And then good nickname for prostitutes could be, like, prosies. That'd be super cute for them.
Oh, I guess.
They can have nicknames if they want. They've been around long enough.
They've been around the longest.
Hey, I could use my body for sex and money. Or what was the currency when it first started, I wonder? When prostitution first came about. I wonder
squirrel
what the
squirrel carcasses.
And then you walk in, you're like, whoa, she really is a whore. You see all the squirrel carcasses.
Look how many dead squirrels she's got hanging off her. Wow, that's hot.
Wow, so hot. I bet she has experience.
Yeah,
I bet she's had a nut or two.
But
acorn.
Wow. 3-2-1.
Okay, let's be done. This is terrible. I have to pee and I gotta get kids.
I just counted down.
What? Did you?
Yeah, it's over.
You're not recording.
I am, but I'm gonna stop now.
Now?
Yeah.
But are you gonna say one?
I already said it.
Yeah.